we'll do a review of the Sicha of Vayishlach and Yutas Kislev in Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yud. This is a long and complex Sicha. Basically, the Rebbe brings down a saying that the Magid of Mezrich said on Yutas Kislev before his passing. The Magid of Mezrich passed on Yutas Kislev, and he said a statement on the portion of Vayishlach with regards to the Malachim that he sent, the Mamish of the Malachim. So first the Rebbe goes through and explains what he meant the Magid of Mezrich, not like it seems in the simple words of the Magid. The Rebbe proves through several questions and explains what the intention of the Magid of Mezrich was. And then the Rebbe says that this saying that it was said on Yutas Kislev has to do with the Magid's teaching and especially with the Alter Rebbe, because the Alter Rebbe's Yom HaGeula, Hilula, is also on Yutas Kislev. And this is sort of a message about Yutas Kislev, which at that time started the Yofutsu Mai Nisecha Chutza. And the Rebbe will explain the concept of Yofutsu Mai Nisecha Chutza in the aspect, the way it relates to the teachings of the Torah, Pnimis HaTorah, and then the impact, the way it relates also to the Pnimis from the Nishmosa, the soul of the person, also was revealed, just like the Torah at the time became an Inyan of Hafatzis Mayonis. The same thing, there was a new revelation in the soul, the way the service is revealed after that. And this also relates to the two types of services of Kol Masecho Yu L'Shem Shamayim U'B'chol Drachecho De'ehu. All your actions should be for the sake of heaven, and know Hashem in all your ways. The Rebbe will explain the differences between them and how the change that the impact that the person has, it can be in a way of B'chol L'Shem Shamayim, or in a deeper way, even to the B'chol Drachecho De'ehu. And the Rebbe will bring it all out, that this is all connected to the idea of Yofutsu Mai Nisecha Chutza. Again, it's a lengthy, a detailed, a Chassidus, and we'll try to do the best we can. Rebbe learns of Shlichas how the main point is that while you are out in Shlichas, you are by a shliach by Esav, and you're out in the world, but still you have to be mekusher, you have to be tied to the mishaleach, your essence will be with the mishaleach. So let's learn inside. First, the Rebbe brings this statement, and he says the way it seems, the poshut statement of the Magid of Mezrich seems to be problematic. Ois Aleph. Kveit kidushas moiri chomu ad mur sipur. My father-in-law, the Rebbe, related that in the Shabbos in which the portion was Vayishlach in the year Tovkuf Lamed Gimel, and that was a Shabbos HaAchroino, that was the last Shabbos L'chayei HaRav HaMagid Mezrich B'chayim Chayusei Ba'al Modein. That was the last Shabbos in which of the life of the Magid of Mezrich while he lived over here in this world, Ba'al Modein, during his life in this world. Omar b'shichbay al michtosei. So he said while he was laying on his bed, and this was b'maymed achabrayo kadisho. The holy group of students were standing there, and this is what he said. He says vayishlach Yaakov malochim. It says that Yaakov sent the angels in our parsha, which is reading about Yaakov sending angels to Esav. Upirush Rashi, so Rashi explained, Malochim Mamish. it was actually angels, could possibly mean Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, one can interpret, he sent messengers to Esav. But Rashi says no, that he actually sent Malachim, he actually sent angels. Malachim Mamish, actual Malachim, not just messengers. The way the Maggid of Mizrich translated that, he said that Hamamish Shel HaMalochim Sholoch Yaakov LeEsav. Based on this Rashi, that what is it that Yaakov sent to Esav? Yishlach Yaakov Malochim, he sent them the Mamish of the Malochim. Abul Haruchni is Nisharim Yaakov, but the spiritual part of the Malochim remains with Yaakov. Simply put, almost seems like there is two parts to the Malach, to the angel. He has a physical part and he has a spiritual part. And he only sent the physical part, but the spiritual part stayed by him. If this is the interpretation, this is the meaning, we have several problems. First off, the whole purpose of Yaakov sending angels, why Taka did he send angels? Why did he not send people to Esav? Is because he needed angels in order to accomplish that, to change around and to deal with an Esav. So you need a malach for that. So now we're saying, no, that he left the Ruchnis by him. He only sent them the physical. Let's look inside. B'tzorich lovin b'zeh, we need to understand. So now we're trying to explain really what the Maggid says, and the Rebbe will explain soon what the Maggid really said. But first, the problem with this simple interpretation that he kept the spiritual part of the Malachim by himself, Yaakov, and he only sent them the physical. So you need to understand this. Why did Yaakov send to Esav angels? Generally, you're not allowed to use malachim. Can't send malachim to do things for you. So why did he take malachim, but why did Yaakov Taka take angels and not humans? So it makes sense to say, Shehu that is, Lefi shakavanosu shel Yaakov b'shlichu zu hoiso. Since Yaakov's intent with this mission was, Levarer es Esav, to sort out Esav, so that's why he sent him angels. Because it is specifically in the strength of the malachim to fulfill this mission to sort out Esav, you need malachim. Pula sabirur, the impact of the sorting out. But according to this, why did he, according to the interpretation of the Maggid, why did he send him just the mamash of the malachim? That I move him bepashto, because it's very understood simply, she'inyan habirur shayich beikar l'chelek haruchni shel malachim, that this matter of being able to sort out Esav, that mainly belongs, is connected to the spiritual part of the malachim, not the physical part of the malachim. So why did he keep the spiritual by himself and only sent him the spiritual part, the physical part? The other thing, what does it really mean that you send the physical and the spiritual you keep by, Yaakov kept by himself? Even by a human being, you can't separate the physical from the spiritual. How does it work by malachim? Gam, that's a ma'inyan, and a move on. In the idea itself, it's not understood. Eich efshel lahafrid bein hamamish al malachim? How can we separate the mamish of the angels, hayna haguf shalahem, their body, v'ruchni yusom, and their spirituality, hayna nafshom? And v'loimah, we're saying, to say, shamamish alahem nishlach l'esof. Their mamish was sent to Esav. Ruchnis nishra etzal Yaakov, and the spiritual remained by Yaakov. How is it possible? Karafilu bibnei odom ubalechayim, even if we're talking about human beings and about livestock, who min hanivna. It's impossible. Shehaguf that the body does something on its own, mibli hanefesh boy, without the soul. Shelo toful botul b'chometz yusei. The body is totally subjugated, secondary, and subjugated, entire being. The body can't do anything without the soul. Balachas kama v'kama shekeinu b'malochim. So for sure, this is the way it's by malochim. She'ikrum hu ha-nefesh b'hem. Their main part is the nefesh. How could the body do something without the nefesh when by the malochim, the body in them is not even as the body of by a human being or by a balchai? How could you separate that? What does that mean, separate? All these questions point that to the fact that the Magid meant something different than what it appeared right in the beginning. And the Rebbe has another question over here, that the Malach, the Magid's interpretation goes exactly the opposite than what Rashi was trying to say. He's bringing down the Rashi. But Rashi was trying to say that it was the actual Malachim. And according to the Magid, which means it was their spirituality. And according to the Magid, it's the Mamash, it's the physicality. It doesn't really fit so well. Gam Tzorich Lahovin, also we have to understand, the Pashtus Pirushus of Rashi, the simple interpretation in Rashi, is Malachim Mamash. Rashi says, actual Malachim Nira. It appears that his intention is to reject the interpretation that he sent agents, human beings. The Hainu, so that means Shebetevas Mamish. What is Rashi saying with the word Malochim Mamish? Hariu Madgish Shehoyu Malochim Mamish. That they were, he emphasizes that these were actual Malochim. V'loy Mitzius Acheres, and not some other existed, not a human being. Saying there was the Malach. In what the whole entire essence, what a Malach is, send the Malach. But according to the interpretation of the Magid, that what does it mean? He said Malach Mamish, that is coming to negate that spiritual part that's in them. So now the emphasis in the word mamish is the opposite. That by Esav they were not the level of actual malochim as they come with their full essence and their aspect, the ruchnis, the gashmis. Since the main aspect of a malach is that spirituality, and that wasn't said. Here we're trying to say malachim mamish. He said then the malachim, maksh malachim, and here it's diminishing how much of the malachim is said by saying he only sent them the mamish. So that's why, you know, his base, the Rebbe explains, that's not, he actually sent them the entire malach, the ruchnis and the gashmi. When he says he sent them the malachim mamish, he meant to say that the intention, while the malachim were there fully, their ruchnis and their gashmis, but their connection remained with Yaakov back there. That means that he just sent them, it was just for that shlichas over there. Look inside, base. So based on the above, because all of the questions that the Rebbe has, it appears to say, she'en kavanosu shalamagib memamori hanal, that the intent of the Magid in the above saying, that Yaakov sent to Esav only the mamish, and the body of the angels, that's all that he sent, which is secondary, and it's considered like nothing if they don't have their spirituality and their soul. That's not what he means to say. It doesn't mean to say he sent them nothing. He just sent them a shell, just sent them a body, and didn't keep send them the nefesh of the ruach. Hello, shekavanosi levayir. But the Magid's intent is to explain sheshiluach hamalochim hoyu ba'ifun kazeh, that when he sent the malochim was in such a manner in such a way, Shagam bevoyim le'esom, that also when they came to Esom, ubimotzem etzlam, and they were there, find themselves by Esom, begufam benafshom, everything, the body and the soul, lo'initku mitzkashrusum le'yakov, they have not detached themselves from their tie, from their connection to Yaakov. Ad, to the extent, she'ki'ilu bo le'esom rak begufam, it appeared as if they just came there with their body and their mamash alone, because they remained committed. And it was felt, it was sensed by them, this is not their place. While they're there with their gufa nefesh, but they're not really there, belong there. Mekoimom. Hamiti, the real place, it's al Yaakov, by Yaakov v'sham ikram, that's where they're main. V'nafsham, that's their soul, that's where they want to be. V'chol chayusim b'mekoy m'shalesim, and their entire vitality that they are when they go to Esav, eino yelo b'chines tofel b'vad, that's only a secondary part in their general, that really they don't want to be there, they're not really there. They are just there, and really there are in place of Yaakov. They're only there to fulfill the mission of Yaakov. Dugma saguf mamish. This would be similar to the body, actually. Which is not a independent existence for himself. But is secondary to the soul and the spirituality. So when you say that somebody is there with their guf, with their mamish, they're there, it means that that's not where they're there at that time, but that's not, they are really just there like the body, secondary. Really, really what they are really at in place, they really are by Yaakov. Vapizeh yuvan. So now we understand how this fits in with the interpretation, of Rashi. Not only does the interpretation of the Magid, but Gosh as Tevas Mamish, when he emphasizes the word that the Mamish ein esoyser lepirushei haposhut shebet Gosh as Tevasu, does not contradict the simple meaning of the table, of this table that he sent actually the Malachim, and now we're saying that they're actually the Malachim, Ela Adra Behumavarim Vahire. But on the contrary, this interpretation explains it and makes it clear. Because the possibility that these actual Malachim that Rashi says were sent Malachim to Jilifel Bitter Be'esom to impact, to accomplish a sorting out of Esav, Tachlis Agashmis Vachumri, who was total physicality, total materialism, who Davke, it is specifically Kshenavshom Ruchniyusom Devuko Kshura BeYaakov, their spirituality is cleaving, is connected, it's pasted and tied to Yaakov. Ve'ena Mishtan is Gam Kshunim Tzomis Leisov, and it doesn't change even when they're Esav. The fact that they're subjugated, that only their mamash are there, that's why they can influence. That's why they can influence. So it turns out, therefore, shepirusha shel hamagi, that the magid's interpretation, that only the mamish is what Yaakov sent to Esav. Madgish et yeser, this emphasizes more as pirusha haposhut shel teves mamish, the simple meaning of the word mamish. Shesholach es hamalochim ba'oifum shehoyu v'nisharu malochim amish. He sent them in a way that they were the malochim, and they remained actually malochim, because being there in the gashmis and the chumris of Esav, they weren't there, but they were not there. They were connected still to Yaakov. And that's why that is the mamish, that he said actual malochim, because this is what a malach is. A malach stays connected with the source. And that temperate, that going there, is just like a secondary, it's just like the body. But it's not who they really are. The essence of the Malachim stay connected with Yaakov, and that is what Yaakov send Malachim Amish over there to Esau. And now, the Rebbe is going to explain to us that since this was said in the relationship and connection to Yutas Kislev, which is the holiday of both, as the Magid says of the Alter Rebbe and the Magid of Mezrich, so now with this understanding of this statement of the Magid, we will understand how this is a connected to the Alter Rebbe, to the idea of Yifutzu Menesechut. So let's look inside. Gimel. Mamor Reishel HaMagid Anal. So the above mentioned saying of the Magid. V'chein Ha'iro Mahanal B'Avid HaSeinu. And also the lesson that we should take out from the above in our service. Yuvon B'Toysves Biur. This will be understand by adding with more explanation. This will be understood with more explanation. Aide his bonenus bazman vamiz amatzad amiras toiruzu. In the time and the situation when this teaching, this Torah was said by the Magid. Kinisko le'il, I said earlier, toiruzu amro ha-Magid. This Torah, the Magid says, b'Shabbos ha-achroino shalifnei istalkusa. He said it on the last Shabbos before his passing. Shemizem, move on from this, we understand, shebimamori ze yesh ke'ein tzavo. That in this saying, there is like a last will and testament. It was a tzavo, his instruction. And a general instruction, a lesson in the service of Hashem apiderach chassidus, according to the path of chassidus, and for the continuation of the coming generation. This was his tzavor, his last command, last saying, as an instruction for the coming generation. Omikivon. And this has a special connection to the Alter Rebbe. The Mikivon Shemibain, Talmidov Shel Rava Magid, Hoya Admur Hazokin, HaTalmid HaChoviv Olov B'Yeser. Amongst the students, the Alter Rebbe was the student that was most dear to him. Kenoida, as it's known, Shel Rava Magid Lomad, Im Admur Hazokin, that the Magid of Mizrich learned with the Alter Rebbe, Ba'oifun Miyuchad, in a special way, and with additional more alimudim shar talmidim than he studied with the other talmidim. V'gam yudua, and it also is known, Maimer Rabbi Barditchev, the saying of the Barditchev Rav, kulonu achalnu mikara achas, we have all eaten from the same plate, from one plate, v'halitoyi, and the Lithuanian, the Litvak, which is intended, hakavon la'admur hazoken, that means the Alter Rebbe, because that's the way he was referred to, he was called by the students of the Magid of Mezrich. They would call the Alter Rebbe who came from Litva, they called him the Litvak, they called him Litoi. So he says the Barditchever, everybody ate from the one plate, but the Litvak, the Alter Rebbe, loka chela kamufchar, he took the choicest portion. Hare move on, so that's understood. Shehiro hanal shel Rav Magid. So that this lesson from above of the Magid of Mizrit, Sha'omro Samuch Listal Kusay, in which he said close to his passing, Mekuvenes L'Seder Ha'avoido Shel Admur Hazokim, that is directed to the order of service of the Alter Rebbe, Zois Emeres Shel Chasidus Chabad, of the teaching of Chabad. So this statement relates specifically to the Alter Rebbe as a follow up to the Magid, and for the future generations in the teaching of Chassidus Chabad. V'api mamori ha'yedua shel Rav Magid she'omar la'admur hazokim. Based on the known saying of the Magid of Mezrich, which he said to the Alter Rebbe, Yutas Kislev hu yoim ha'hilula shelonu. On Yutas Kislev is the day of both of our hilula. And that is why, because Kibyutas Kislev Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, on the 19th of Kislev of Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, Nistalek Rav Magid, the Rav Magid passed on. Uba'oysu Yoyman, on the same day of Yutas Kislev, Bishnas Tov Kuf Nuntes, in the year Tov Kuf Nuntes, Yotza Admur Azokin Lecherus, that is when the Alter Rebbe went out to freedom, mimasore, from his incarceration, baberzeshe gilot teres achasidus, for this that he was revealing the teaching of Chasidus. So that becomes both of their ilulas. So mistaber loimar. So therefore, it made sense to say shatoyra hanal, that the above teaching, hayoyz v'amro ha-magid, lifnei yoyim ha-ilula shaloi, since the Magid said this before his yoyim ha-ilula, his day of Yutes Kislev, before his passing, yesh lo shaychas miyuchedes, it also has a special connection, the yoyim ha-ilula shalad marzokim, to the hilula day of the Alter Rebbe, hainu the yoyim geulas admur hazokin, that is, to the day of redemption of the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe wants to bring out from here that this statement of Vayishlach Yaakov, the mamash of the Malochim, has a special connection and a lesson for what happened Yutes Kislev, the Hafotzah Samayonis, Yefutzum and Nesecha Chutzah, and what happened at Yutes Kislev in the Derech of Chassidus Chabad, as the Rebbe will explain further on as we go in the Sikha. So we've established that we have a message over here in the Magid statement for Yutes Kislev. So here now in Neis Dalet, the Rebbe is going to explain, so what is Yutes Kislev? Yutes Kislev, it brings from Teres Sholem, from the Rebbe Rashab, that's the idea of Hafotzas Mayonesecha Chutzah. Hafotzas Mayonesecha Chutzah means the Yafutsu, to spread out the wellsprings. That means to bring Chassidus Begilui. But the Rebbe says, since Chassidus is Begilui, that really always connects to the person, that just like we reveal the inner part of Torah, we also reveal the inner part of the Neshama, as the Rebbe will explain. And then the Rebbe will explain, what does it mean how the inner part of the Neshama is revealed. But let's go on. In Ois Dalet now, the Rebbe explained what is Yutes Kislev's theme of Yafutsu by Nesecha Chutzah, and how just like by Torah we're revealing the hidden part of Torah, we're also revealing the hidden part of the Yid. Ois Dalet. Yoyim Geula Zeh, this day of redemption, Yutes Kislev, the 19th of Kislev. Hachidush Sheboihu, what is the novelty? Yafutsu Ma'inesecha Chutzah. That the wellsprings, as Mashiach was said, that when Mosek Omen Simar, when your wellsprings will go outside, that's the wellsprings of Mashiach. And that is what the Hasidic's teaching, which is Yutes Kislev, it started the spreading of the wellsprings. So technically, wellsprings are talking about the teachings, that the inner part of Torah. Although that the idea, the concept that your wellsprings will spread to the outside, it's understood literally. The spreading out of the teaching of Chassidus, but however, mikivon sheYisrael miskashro en beiraisa, since Yidden are connected to the Torah, Yisrael beiraisa kulocha, to the extent that the Jews and the Torah are really united, are really one. How they move, and it's understood, when a novelty becomes to the level of Torah, it becomes a novelty, something new. Similarly, at the same time, also the level of Israel. The same thing is with this concept that it was renewed into Kislev. Just like there was a chiddush in the Ma'inesecha, in the Torah, and Hafotzas Chassidus, there's also a zchachus in the Yidden itself. So, Mayones Eilu, Shem Yutes Kislev, Huschul Hafotzas on Chutzah. What are these wellsprings that we're saying that those that started to be spread out to the outside, these wells, Heim Hamayonis, the Pnimius HaTorah, those are the wellsprings of the inner part of Torah, Hanikras Nishmosa de Reise, which is called the soul of the Torah. Lifne Yutes Kislev, before this Kislev, Hoya Begilu, what was revealed what was spread out. Only that section of Torah, which is called the body of Torah, nigla the Torah, the revealed part of Torah. Mashen kempnim is a Torah, as opposed to the inner part of Torah, shehi nishmos the raisa, which is the soul of Torah, shehoisos behelem. Then it was hidden. We're calling this nishama, nishmosa, the inner, and that guf, because this is actually bedugma lahafresh bein gufa odom v'nishmosay. Similar to the difference between the person's body and his soul. Haguf hi mitzius galuyo v'nikeres. The body is an existence which is revealed, and you can tell. She'efshar l'oysu l'mashusha. You can see it and you can feel it. Mashayin kenashu as opposed to neshomo. It's not just the fact that you can't grasp it with the five senses, the physical senses, the five physical senses, but you cannot even grasp it, even with the refined power of the intellect. What you could get with the intellect's power, you can't actually get it itself, but you can only get lagia rak li yidias mitziuso shel hanisham. You can only reach knowing that the existence that the nisham exists al yidei peulas hanisham beguf, through the impact of the soul and the body. We know that it exists. The zeh shaguf chay, the fact that the guf is alive mechayiv umevi li yidia, that therefore tells us and brings us to the recognition, sichlis, a intellectual recognition, shabaguf nimtzas nefesh chayim chayos, that in the body there is found a living soul that gives life. So we don't know what the life is, but see the effects of the soul in the body, and we see that it's alive, so we know that there is a neshama. But we only know this impact. But what is the essence of the soul? It's beyond intellectual grasping. So you can't feel or say it. The body you can feel with the five senses. The soul you cannot even grasp with the intellect. Only what you can grasp is the existence. So what was the novelty of Yutes Kislev? Shema'oz ve'eilich, that from that point and on, gam chelik hanelem v'apnimi de Torah, also the hidden and the inner portion of Torah, nimshach u'boli de gilui, extends and comes to revelation. Ad shenitan lelamdei, the extent shenitan lelamdei u'la'asige b'seichel, that you can learn it, study it, and you can grasp it with your intellect, as just like we grasp the revealed part of Torah, ba'afilu, also to the extent, even la'fitzu chutzah, to spread out the chutzah. That was the novelty, that was accomplished, that was what the Yutes Kislev did in the realm of Torah. So this novelty that took place in the Torah, the revelation of the soul of Torah, is similar to this, and through it, it also was renewed in the level of Yisrael. That his soul, which on of its own is hidden, the soul that is in a way that is behelem, toyir etzle begilui, should shine gilui. Bechutza means hainugam binyoni haguf shalo, also in the guf matters. So just like in Torah, now it was revealed, the hidden part of Torah, the same thing is in the person to be revealed, his neshama, that it should shine also in his body. And the Rebbe is now going to explain what it means that the neshama should shine in the body, and how there are two levels in the neshama impacting in a way that it dominates the body, or in a way that it fuses with the body, so that the body automatically, there is no space for the body independence. The body is part with the soul. So we're applying the statement that the Maggid of Mezritch said on Parshas Vayishlach on Shabbos before of his passing. This is a message for the Alter Rebbe's path in Yiddishkeit, in which from Yutas Kislev, it was said by Yutas Kislev, which is Yofutsu my Nisecha Chutzo. Just like there is Yofutsu my Nisecha in Torah, there's also in the Neshama. Now we'll continue.
Ois hey, Biur Hadover, to explain this matter, is Galuso shel Hanishama Biguf Yesh Beis Eifanim Klolium. In the revelation, how the soul reveals itself within the body, there are two general ways. Number one, Aleph, his galus hanishama b'mido kazu. The soul reveals itself in such a measure, sheyesh lo shlita al haguf, that it has a dominance over the body, v'haguf nichna lo, and the body is subdued to her. Aval b'kolze, but still, while it's subdued, still nirgash haguf kimetzis la'atzmei, the body is felt as a existence, independent existence for itself. That's the lower level. But there's a higher level, number two, shanishoma hibizgalus kolkach, the soul is so revealed behaguf in the body, ad shehaguf einoy mitzius la'atzme klal, that the guf is not a independent existence at all. It doesn't exist at all independently, which is really amitas inyan gilu haneshama beguf. That's the true revelation of the soul and the body. Ubedugmas, and this would be similar. Here we're talking about the godly soul. We're talking about the neshama over here. That the neshama's relationship with the body, either it dominates the body or it fuses so that the body is no longer metzias. Similarly to way the relationship between the animal soul and the body, and the vitalizing soul, v'dugma l'haguf v'nafsha b'hamiz v'chiyunis, and the animalistic and vitalizing soul as they relate to the body. So over there, you cannot separate between the body and the nefesh b'hamis chiyunis. V'loimar, to say shaguf u'metzias la'atzmei, that the guf is a existence independent for itself. And v'chihu oiser u'tzoyna shel ha'nefesh, then that the body does the wishes of the soul. Rak al yidei tzivu v'shlita, only through command and dominance. That's why the body listens to the vitalizing soul. No, that's not the way it works. It rather, the ma'achar shanefesh hi chayusa shel haguf, since the nefesh habamis is the vitality of the body, haru miyuchad dima nefesh betachlis, so the body is united, fused totally with the soul. His atzmus v'habitl, it's unifying, it's fusion and subjugation. It's not that the soul needs to instruct, command, that the body should listen to its wishes, but rather the body does what the nefesh habamis chiyunis wants automatically. So in a similar way, the way it's by all human beings in the relationship between the body and its vitalizing soul and nefesh habamis, similar when negei l'chayis haneshama b'nei Yisrael, to the vitalizing of the soul by Yidden. The atem kruyim odom, that you, meaning the b'nei Yisrael, you are referred to as odom because you are al shem, Adam al-Elyon.
Shagam chayusum hagashmis hima nefesh elokis. Also, the vitalizing, the vitality, the life force of a yid comes from his godly soul. Shekol inyonoi, so that the entire being and exist in the gufa Yisraeli. Shekol inyonoi mitzvos the gufa Yisraeli, who shehu kli la'neshama, that he is a vehicle to the soul. Bichdei sa'neshama tuchal lekayim ritzoinoi shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so that the soul, the body is a vessel to the soul, so that the soul should be able to fulfill the wishes, ritzoinoi shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, hamelubesh b'mitzvos ma'asiyos, which is dressed up. Hashem's will is dressed up in physical mitzvahs. Neshama can't do these mitzvahs without the body because they're physical. Tefillin, tzitzis, dokum, chulu. Hu davka al yidei evorim agashmi laguf. It's specifically only through the physical limbs of the body. Harei, so that means shemitziyuse shelaguf lutach lezu, that the existence of the body is for this purpose. Sheboi val yodei po'eles haneshama, through, in it and through it, the soul works umashlimo as tafkida boilum hazeh, and completes its mission in this world. Zois emeres. What does this mean? This says, this means shekol tachlis mitziuse shelo isha Yisraeli. The whole goal of the existence, the purpose of the existence of a Jewish, the Jewish person, eina ela liyis mishkan lo yizbarach. It is only so that it can be a dwelling place for Him, blessed, for Hashem. K'mayim Razal, as the saying of our sages of blessed memory, Allah Posik, on the verse, V'osu l'migdash v'shachanti b'seichom, so when the verse says, make me a sanctuary and I will dwell, it says amongst them, b'seichom le'inamar, doesn't say that he's dwell in it, in the Beis HaMikdash, el b'seichom, but by the Yidden, b'seichom lechad v'echad me'Yisroel, by each one of the Yidden. So that is the goal, is to become a dwelling place for Hashem. Ve'ein hu metzius la'atzmi, he is not his own existence. Hu rak bebechinas isha k'sheiru la'kodesh baruch hu, you become like a fitting wife for HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ofen, in a way, also in a way, the mashakonsa isha bailo, that whatever the woman owns, her husband owns. So the yid is so bottled to Hashem that there is no metzias. Whatever he has goes to Hashem. Haynu loy zubilvad. So it doesn't just mean, it's not just she himaskemas lahavir kinyon lebailo, that she agrees to pass along what she owns to her husband, because she does what he wants, so therefore she's giving hers to him. No, ki'im konabailo, he acquires it. Shanasu shalei b'derech memele, becomes his automatically. That would be a level of a yid, when he becomes like an isha kishera, like a proper fitting wife, which is totally bottled to Hashem, to her husband, to Hashem. But v'gam oisom shaloi higiyu adayin liyesh b'dargas isha k'sheru l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And even those yidden that have not yet reached the level to be like a proper wife for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, harehem akol ponim b'b'chinas eved l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But at least they are still a servant HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the harehavoydas eved, because actually, this is the beginning. You start off as a slave. He reishis ha'avoido v'ikro v'shorsho. That's the beginning, and the main and the root is to serve Hashem like a slave. So, even if you're not an isha kishero, but you're a slave, haragam be'eved ha'alochi, but the alochi is also by an eved, mashakona eved kona rabbi. What the owner, slave owns, the master owns. So it's not just that he's not rebelling against his master. It's also not that he agrees that he's going to conduct in what the Eved owns, his assets, as the master wills. No, or even to give his assets in the Rishus Rabbi. So that would mean he is still an entity. He doesn't rebel, or he treats his assets like the master, or he gives even his asset. No, it's more than that. But to begin with, the assets don't belong to the slave, they belong to the master. So even if you're not an Ishak Sher, you still have, that's the goal of a Yid. Reishi is tachlisu avoida. Avoida sevet is that subjugation, the realization that you are totally subjugated and Hashem is the master.
So while Yutis Kislev accomplished that there should be a revelation of Pnimius HaTorah, the Pnimius of the Neshama, that it should impact the body, there are two general ways. There's either impacts it in a way which it dominates it, or it impacts it in a way that is just no existence over there. Bedugma, similar to Nisha Ksheira, or an Eved. And these are the two general expressions. Now the Rebbe will say that these two expressions represent two types of avoidas in the service of the man. The avoida of komasecho yu l'shem shomayim, which you're an entity, but you're doing it l'shem shomayim, or b'chol drachecho de'eyu, that in your ways you know Hashem, that everything is Hashem, and there is no l'shem shomayim, but it is shomayim. Let's look inside. Oizvo, beiz madreges hanal, b'eifun gila neshama. The two above mentioned levels, how the neshama reveals itself. That number one, aleph sha neshama rak sheletes al guf, that the soul just dominates the body. And number two, beiz sha guf einu metzias la'atzme klal, that the body is not in existence for itself at all. Hein behesem lebeze fanei havoida, that is fitting to the two types of avoida, which number one is kol masecho yu l'shem shamayim. All your deeds should be for the sake of heaven, and the other service is beis, number two, b'chol derechecho de'eyu, that you should know Hashem in all ways. Dehine yudua ha'efresh, it's known the difference, shebein beis fane avoidu elu, between these two types of service, k'meduber come upon him, as already spoken many times. The kol masecho yu l'shem shamayim, when we say everything that you do, all your actions, should be for the sake of Shemaim of heaven, for Hashem. Pirushe hu, what does it mean? The meaning of it is, Sha'akavone b'chol asiyos of that. What is the intent in everything that he does? Eino l'shem inyan tzdodi. It's not for some side matter, not for any ulterior matter, ki'im l'shem Shemaim. It's only for the sake of heaven. Avol ha'maisim atzmom. But the acts, what he's doing himself, hem inyan echoil, they're weekly matters. They're not a mitzvah, they're not kedusha. He's doing it for a purpose of Shem Shemayim. Avol ha'avoida de'b'chol derechecha de'ayu. On the other hand, when we talk about the service b'chol derechecha de'ayu, hu ba'ifun kazeh, in such a way, she'b'chinas de'ayu, that the level of knowing Hashem, he b'chol derecha v'inyonov atzmon. They express themselves in all of his ways, and the matters himself, they know Hashem through his ways. It's not that they are because to bring about the knowledge, knowing Hashem, but they in them itself, and through them he knows Hashem. It's not weakly, and for a purpose, but that is in itself the, for the Shem Shemayim, but this is itself, becomes the knowledge, the do'eyu, the drachecho. By Peter's possession, what does it mean? Explaining this. Avshel l'cheira mokim leimar, it would seem that there is room to say, one can argue, sh'al derech ha'yichidi love l'dargis da'ehu, that what would be the only path, one can argue that the only path to reach to the level, to the step of knowing Hashem, he'malidei nyonei kedusha, that should be through holy matters, which is limud Torah Seishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by studying the Torah of Hashem, v'kiyum mitzvot of, and fulfilling the mitzvot of Hashem. Aba eich yagi lo zeh, but how could we say you're going to reach
to knowing Hashem, b'saski binyone hirshus, when he's occupied in optional matters, b'macholu b'mashkeu, when he's eating and he's drinking chulu, u'b'masoi matone, when he's giving his business, when he is what he's carrying and he's giving his business deal, u'lezebo ha'irov v'adgosha. That's why we have here. No, the lesson is, and the emphasis is, shetzorich liyis gam b'chol drachecha, that also in your ways. Know Hashem from your ways. I know. Shetzorich liyis, it needs to be shachila atzmei tiyegdusha mitzvah. That the eating itself is not for a purpose of mitzvah, but it itself becomes a mitzvah. It's not that he has koyach now because he ate, so he's going to learn and going to daven later on. So, but actually, v'aderech, it becomes a mitzvah itself. That eating itself, v'aderech achilas Shabbos, that's the eating of Shabbos is a mitzvah. Sudas mitzvah, when you have a feast of a mitzvah. Achilas kochim, eating kochim, that is itself the mitzvah. So that is the higher level, that your gashmi's dikya, natural needs become a way to connect to Hashem. Shem atzma mitzvah. Over there, those examples of Shabbos mitzvah, Sudas mitzvah, kochim, they are mitzvah itself. So the person accomplishes this in all weekly matters. So one is for the purpose of good, and the other one is that the item itself becomes good, becomes holy. These two types of service, which is called masachayu l'shem shomayim, you're actually for the sake of b'chol drachecha deyu kishulrim utluyim bebeis hamadreges hazgalas haneshama. They are tied and they hinge on the two levels of the revelation of the soul. How much the soul is revealed in the body of the person, that will depend if he only does l'shem shomayim, koma sechem shomayim, or he reaches, if the body is taken over totally by the neshama, then you come to the level of b'chol drachecha de'ehu, in all the ways. When the level of revelation by the person is in a way that it dominates the body, but the goof yet remains an independent existent, then his service is for the sake of heaven. What does it mean? It means is that there is still gashmis dikis things. So it means shedivrei harishus, these optional matters which in yoni aguf toifsim etzlei mokim kibetzius laatzmim, they grasp, they take place as a independent existent. Elosha aguf v'chol inyonov kifuyim v'nichnoyim l'neshom ha'shiletes olov. It is an independent metzius, but the body and everything that the body, all matters of the body are subdued, they're bent and subdued to the neshama that dominates them. And therefore, because they're subdued and because they're bent, he doesn't do anything, actually, nothing which is not for the sake, only for the sake of heaven. So that is when the neshama is only revealed that it dominates the body. But when the neshama is so revealed, to the extent that the body totally becomes negated, nullified, from being an independent entity, so then as he works in matters that are with the body or the world, then he is in a way of the Eyu, which all becomes a knowledge, a service for Hashem. You know Hashem from this physical ma'achar, she'ein mitzvusum nirgash b'fnei atzma klal, because their existence is not felt independently at all. So then he knows Hashem in them and through them. That is, so these two levels that we're talking about of the Hizgalus HaNeshama, the idea of Afotzes HaMayonis within oneself,
these two levels, whether it's in a way of dominating or in a way of fusion, that there's no existence, that brings about the two avodas of Shem Shamayim, which you're doing it because Hashem dominates you. But the level of Chol Drachecha comes when there is no entity, so everything is Hashem. So even in Drachecha, there is no separation. So over there, we also have the level of the Eyum.
In Oy Zayin, the Rebbe adds another step within the Bechol Drachecha De'eyu.
We discussed previously that these two levels of the Hizgalus of an Neshama, in a dominant way, that brings about the level of L'shem Chomasecha L'shem Shamayim. And when the Hizgalus of the Neshama is in a way that it becomes one Mitzvah is totally bittle of the Goof, so therefore it's b'chol drachecha de'ayu, in every drachim becomes the de'ayu. And now the Rebbe is going to explain in Zayin that within b'chol drachecha de'ayu there is also two steps. And the Rebbe is going to give various examples to show how these two steps in b'chol drachecha de'ayu, of how much the goof is united with the soul on two steps. Vehine, said Rebbe Noizayin, Bedarges b'chol drachecha de'eyu atzma, in the level of b'chol drachecha de'eyu itself, yeshnam b'protius be'zefanim. So in detail, when we go the more specific, there's also two ways. Aleph, number one, av shekol asiyos v'hein ba'atzmon kedusha, even though all of his doings themselves are kedusha, because we're in b'chol drachecha de'eyu. Because nirgash ba'asiyosim gam hagash mishubahem. But yet you can sense in doing them their physicality that's in them. Take for example aderech moshul achilas Shabbos. So Shabbos, that's a mitzvah. That's b'chol drachecha de'eyu. That and that would be a mitzvah eating. But when you eat on Shabbos, shi atzma mitzvah. That's a mitzvah itself. The eating on the Shabbos kinal, as mentioned earlier, but mikol mekoyim, but yet haloi hamitzvah atzmo mechayeves laaniges haShabbos beboser shomen v'yayin yoshen. The mitzvah itself obligates to delight in the Shabbos with fatty meat and old wine, which means there is a physicality there, and the mitzvah is being performed with the physicality. So also at the time, so we see that even while you're doing the mitzvah, murgesh is gashmi yusam, you can still feel their physicality. In that physicality expresses itself the delight of these things. So it's a mitzvah, it's kedusha. He makes a mitzvah do'eyu from it, but yet you can sense the gashmis. And number two is beis shekol inyonov hagashmim, that all of his physical matters, betelim umyuchodim kolkach belakus, they are so subjugated and they're so united with godliness, at shekol mitziusom, to the extent that their entire existence is hapchol lekedusha, it has turned into holiness. Ve'ena nirgeshes hagashmis shebem klal, you can't feel even the physicality at all. It's not just because there's so much light of kedusha that shines in, that's why you don't feel it. Because he's so, all of him is devoted and dedicated, given over level to Eyu, and that's why he doesn't feel the gashmis. But from the because of this, shadovra gashmi atzmai niyetz l'kedusha, that physical matter became kedusha itself. It's no longer a physical matter; it's kedushtik matter. Where is the demonstration from the connection between the body and the animal soul? We said before, we also have an example for these two levels. Also, this idea will be understood by Ifun Bittel Haguf Lechayusei Shel HaNefesh HaBahamis. How, from the fact, from the way the body is subjugated to the vitality of the Nefesh HaBahamis. Hine Klal Yiduhu, it's a known rule, Sheguf HaOdom HuBori, that when the person's body is healthy, then you don't feel any specific feeling. There's no body. You don't feel your body. The fact that you don't feel your body, that is the sign that he's healthy, that you don't feel. But only specifically when he feels. We're not even talking about you feel because you're, it's pain. Elaaf rak, just only bekoved hametzius, the heaviness of existence as a borov. If you're just feeling your limbs, whether it's horosh, whether it's the head, or yalev, it's the heart, hayad, the hand, the regular, the foot, harez oy, so that's a sign, verayin proof, shemashu, that something be'ever ahu v'chol gufa, in that limb or in his whole body, enokidaboy, something is wrong over here, once you feel yourself, batam lozeh, what's the reason? Since the entire vitality and existence of the body is the vitality of the soul, that's why he doesn't feel him by himself. When you are connected, tied to the soul as it should be, when you receive the chayis fully, so then you don't feel it. So you see, there is a level, like he said, number one, when you feel that there is gashmis, but the gashmis is a mitzvah, but then there's a level when there's no gashmis. And in the case of the vitality of the nefesh abahamis to the guf, it's you don't feel that there is a guf bechlal. Al derech zo b'chayis nefesh alikisu kenal. So similar way, by a yid, we said, the same fusion of the Nefesh HaBahamis, with the body, by everyone, it's specifically with the Nefesh HaLikis by a Yid. So Yehudi body, who's there, what is a healthy Jew, is someone shekol gufei v'nefesh HaBahamis, which is entire body, and his animal soul, v'chelkei ba'olam, and his portion of the world, einom nirgoshim l'mitzias, they are not felt as an existent. V'chol mitziusom hu ha'nefesh HaLikis, and their entire existence is the godly soul. So what is the example for this? Well, derech dugma, let's say for example, binyan achila, when in the aspect of eating, shekol hargashosu hibazeh, his entire feeling is only she'olov lahamshich alakus bedover hanechal, that he needs to draw down godliness in the item that is being eaten. Ba'yodeh be'elom hazah gashmi v'chumri, and through this eaten matter that is eating into this physical and materialistic world, through this eating, he brings down godliness. And this extension takes place through this shemavorech. Al Michael, he makes a bracha. Nuscha baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam. Blessed you are Hashem. Bring down Hashem into the world. You bring down God al Michael on our food. That's why he is eating this physical food. He's eating the physical food for no other reason but to bring down into the food, into the physical world. That's the goal, but it's not a physical matter. There's no physicality over there. That's why he's eating the physical food. Nimtzo. So it turns out that in his eating, he doesn't feel only the idea because he's eating it to be mamshich godliness into the world, not the oilam separate by itself that it is an entity. Same thing happens with business. His dealings. Although he occupies himself as it is the custom of business people, but what is this whole aspect of it? It's just to know Hashem, to get Hashem, make Hashem known. That's why he's doing the business. That's what the business is about. So you have this level where there is no physicality at all. Not that you're mekayim the mitzvah with a physical matter, but the mitzvah is just to bring down godliness into the world. And this is similar to the story
Well, derech hasipur, similar to the stories, oides Rabbi Yomin Kletzker. Rabbi Yomin Kletzker was from the great Migdoyle Talmidei Admur HaZokin. He was from the great students of the Alter Rebbe. Asher parnosos hoiso b'mischar eitzim. His livelihood was he dealt with wood. Shepam basiyos basoyso cheshmin mischaro, when he made an accounting of his business, kosa b'sach ha-sachakul. So the total, what did he write there? Ein oid muvada, there's nothing besides Hashem. That was his physical total of all the calculations. Zeh oyo etzle ha-sachakul shel yonem eschore. This was the total, sum total of all of his business was ein oid muvada. That means there was no thing else, only Hashem. That's the whole business. So, we have a pretty tough task over here, as the Rebbe explains it, to what level of bittul, not only b'chol drachecha, but there should be no existence of gashmius, it should be totally bottled, ein oid muvada. And this all is accomplished, as the Rebbe will bring it out on Yitus Kislev, that highest and deepest revelations, and the Rebbe will come back to it. But first now, in Ois Ches, the Rebbe says that we actually find this kind of a conduct by the Alter Rebbe. If the Alter Rebbe demands this, Hafotzes Mayonos Chutzes from the Chassidim, so he himself had such a story that he didn't even sense the Gashmis at all, as the story with the Shabbos meal with the salt, that it was too salty, and the Alter Rebbe ate it because he didn't, it wasn't the Gashmis. It was eating the meal was to bring down godliness into the world. Let's look inside. Ches. Kol prat v'inyan b'avodas Hashem. All, every detail and every aspect in the service of Hashem. Shatoyras ha-chassidus dereshes m'kol echot v'echot, that the teaching of chassidus demands, expects from each one and one. Hine l'roish v'l'roshoyno, so to the top in the beginning. Solulu rabiseinu nisiyenu. Our teachers, our leaders, they trotted through. They pushed, they made that path for us. Bavidosim Haim in their service. Es haderech la'avoda zu, the path for this avoda. Ukamekenu binyan and al. And similar, we find in this above mentioned, that level of expectation, of the level of bittul, we find by the Rebbe. Kidu ha-sipur al-dvar admur ha-zokin. As the known story about Alter Rebbe. Ashamuchach mitoichnoi, so that you, it's evident from its content, shelo yehoya margish b'mitziyus shel ha-geshem, that he did not feel the existence of the physical. B'shekol mehusay, and his entire essence, hoisa nafshalikis, was only the godly soul. The story goes like this, that pam nisarech etzle erech chashuv. One point, there was an important guest that came as a guest to the Alter Rebbe. Asher l'reiv chashivusay, because he was such an important guest, Hichlitu b'nei beitzed admur hazokin, so the family members of the Alter Rebbe decided sheyechaloiku b'neihem esprotei ha'avoida, that they will divide amongst themselves the specifics of the work, the habishul of the cooking, v'sidur ha'machol l'kvoida, to organize the food for the honor of this guest. So it was. But there was one detail they forgot when they organized the dividing up of these tasks. Who of the family member is going to merit putting salt into the food? And therefore, when each one and one later on remembered about the salt, so everybody wanted to merit this. And he put a portion of the salt in the food, without relating it to the other person. Each one put in salt. They didn't tell the other person, everybody, they didn't divide it up. So each one thought, they thought of it, and they put in the salt. When this food was brought before the Alter Rebbe and the guest, Achle Admor Hazokin Kirogil, the Alter Rebbe ate it as he usually did. Avlo Erech Thomas HaMichel, but the guest, he tasted the food, Vesulka Hatzida, and pushed it to the side.
Kshashol le'admar hazoki, the Alter Rebbe asked him, lo me'in oichel, why aren't you eating it? Heshiva shul mulach b'yaser, he says it's so salty. It's over-salted. Ano admar hazoki, the Alter Rebbe told him, answered him, she'ahid b'yaser b'mezrich, while he was in Mezrich, po'al al'atzma, he impacted himself, he worked and accomplished on himself, shaloi lahargish tam b'maychel, that he should not feel any taste in the food. So we see that the Gashmis, the Alter Rebbe wasn't the Gashmis at all. So that seems to be out of reach of most people. Even such an elevated step, Shayeches Lebnei Aliyah, that only is connected to people of elevation, to great people. Ka'admor Azokin, like the Alter Rebbe. So how could we expect from ourselves that this is our Aveda to become in this level of the Eyu, level of Bittl, not the sense Gashmis. However, the Rebbe says, Omnam however, Kivan Shigiyah Sipur Zeleinu, since this story reached us, Harizuhi Chocha, so then it's evidence, Shakol Ponim Bizmanim Miyuchodim, that during specific times, of Maimudu Matzav Miyuchodim, in a special standing, in a special situation, Efsher, it's possible, Meilu Tzorech, and therefore you have to, that there should be similar to it by everyone and one. And even if it's a simple person, can reach and should reach that level. And also one who cannot reach that level. That he won't feel the gashmius because he's so connected, united, fused with God that he doesn't feel the gashmius. He doesn't have. Can't reach that level. I feel of his manami yichodim, even in special times, he can never reach that. Hara al koponim yochalifu ba'atzmai, but at least he can impact himself. Shehi kol kach mutras ba'avodat ha'de'eyu. He should be so preoccupied in the work of the eyu. Achal yidei zeh, just his preoccupation with the eyu is going. That is lo yargish agashmi. He shouldn't feel the gashmis, not because he is so connected to godliness, but being too preoccupied with trying to find the Da'eyu that he doesn't feel the Gashmi, he doesn't say Kenira b'muchosh. And as we see in actually Shi'im Odom b'matzav shal Yisrak shatzum b'yesu, when a person is very excited, very sraxious, eina margish tam ha'maychol k'yitzibay, then he doesn't feel the taste of the maychol k'yitzibay. So the Rebbe says, since this was the Alter Rebbe's level, that's something which is expected from us, at least occasionally, and if we can never do it, at least be occupied in doing do'eyu, so then you won't feel so much as when one is excited, you don't feel it. And the Rebbe says now, in Ois Tes, that this is actually the fullest way of Yofutsu Mainesecha Chutzot, that the Mayonis should go into the outside and become Yofutsu to take it over, so that there's no chutzo, so that the Gashmis, this is the highest level. Let's look inside. Test. V'zehu achidush de Yutes Kisla be'inyan Yofutsu Mainesecha Chutzot. This is the novelty of Yutes Kislev as far as the wellsprings to be spread out into the outside. Banagosu Shola Oilom Kotn Zodom. In the conduct of the a small world, means in the world in general. We talked about Chassidus, but here we're talking about the revelation of the neshama in the Olam Katan, in the small world, which is the person Zeha Odom, that his mayones, his neshama, should go and impact the chutzah, the guf. In the language, when we see the wellsprings should be in the outside, should spread out on the outside, mudgoshim shnei inyonim. There are two matters that are emphasized here. Number one, Aleph. Shamayones atzmam nimshochim bebechinas chutzah. It is the wells themselves that extend to the outside. It's not, there's a flow from the wells, but mayonesecho go to the outside. V'loy rak shamayones poilim b'chutzah. It's not like the wells are impacting the outside, but they are on the outside. And number two is yofutsu. It's mayonesecho chutzah and yofutsu hamshachosom shalamayones bebechinas chutzah. The way they extend in the outside, even the yafutsu, is in a way that they spread out. His pashtus, a spreading out very big and very wide, to the extent that there is no empty space from those mayones. They're everywhere. There's no place empty from them. If there is a place where, when there is a place where the wells don't reach there, then that means that means that their expansion is limited because they didn't reach that place. That's not the real meaning of Yafutsu. Yafutsu means they're everywhere. So how does this translate when in this, as far as it connects to the service of man? Every one and one of the Jewish people has this well, which is his soul, which is cut out, comes from underneath the throne of glory of Hashem. It comes even higher from this, comes from the level of Tahiri, which is higher than that. So this well, this neshama, tzorich li is etzlei bigilui. It needs to be by the person revealed. Gam binyonim hagufnim sheboy, also in his bodily matters. Asher mitzad atzmom hem bichinas chutzo. In of themselves, they are on the level of chutzo. So we need mechutz l'tchum neshmosi. They are outside. The chutz means they are outside of the boundaries of his soul. And we need yofutzu minus echod, that the mayon, the neshama, should impact the chutz of the guf. Ikilu izah shel mayin ha-neshama bin yonim ha-gufrim. And this revelation of that, the well of the soul, reveals itself in the bodily matters. Tzorich li is ba'ifun, that has to be, in a way, the yofutzu minus echod chutzo, that the mayon should be outside. In the two aspects, Mishnei HaProtman, that we said before, that the mind itself is there, and it expands everywhere. Aleph, number one, Sha'neshama loy rak sheletes ala guvin yonov. The neshama does not just dominate. It's in one place, it dominates the body and its matter, but it hasn't changed around. Elo, she'atzme nimtzaz behem, but rather the neshama is in the gashmis. The hainu shaveidos mi loy rak bibichinas. Their avoid is not just in a level of kol masachal l'shem shamayim, for the purpose of shamayim, kim l'maylam uzubar, on a higher level, shabohem atzmo, whoever is Hashem, that he takes the physical matters, and he serves the Eibishter with them, not for the purpose of later on serving Hashem, they become part of the service of Hashem, which is the idea of b'chol drachecha de'ehu, that's the old, your ways, you know, Hashem, they become the mitzvah themselves, who can al sivov, as we said earlier, sivov, and based on the second aspect of it, pashtus ha-neshama b'guf v'inyonov, that how, the way, the neshama expands into the body and its matters, hu b'oifun shel yafutzu, it's in a way yafutzu, he's pashtus bilti mugbelis, a unlimited expansion, ad sheloi nishar mokoim, so there is no room left, lehergesh ha-guf, for feelings of the body, lifisha neshama tifeses bekulon, because the soul takes up everywhere, so there's nothing left over there, and that would be the higher level of there's no gashmis, like by the Alter Rebbe, not feeling the gashmis bechlal, just bringing down, so that within the Eyu itself, it's the level, it's not that the gashmis becomes the mitzvah, but there is no more gashmis, it's all about bringing down Hashem into the gashmis. Now the Rebbe goes back to the beginning, to the Torah of the Magid of Mezrich, in which he sends the Malochim Mamesh, and he's able to impact Esav by sending him these the Mamesh of the Malochim by staying connected. How does a person able to win over and be Mevader Esav and accomplish the thing in the goof, as the Rebbe explained, that the goof should not function as an independent, but be totally subjugated. It's just the neshama that works, bring down God into the goof. It's when the neshama stays connected in its source, when the malachim stay with Yaakov, when they're connected with the source, that's when they can accomplish that. Yud. Api kol hanal, based on the all the above, we explained how this is Yofutsu Ma'anisecha Chutzu, and this is the tremendous level which the person can over the how much the soul shines within the body, is Musberes B'Toisus Biur. This gives with additional explanation the Torah Shel HaMagid, the teaching of the Magid, Haniskar Le'il, that mentioned earlier, Bepirush Malachim Mamesh, in the meaning of Malachim Mamesh. Sha'amr Lifnei Yutes Kislev, he said it before Yutes Kislev, Yoyim Histalkusei, that's when he passed away. Umuvenes Gam Shaychusei Shel Torah Zu, and we also understand the connection of this teaching, the Geulas Admur Hazokim Yutes Kislev, to the redemption of the Alter Rebbe on Yutes Kislev. Sha'oz Nischade Sha'inyan, then this whole idea of Yefutsu by Nesecha Chutzu, as we started off, that is when it was renewed. That's the connection to what the teaching of the Magid in by Yishlach Yaakov. Yeridas Hanashama Lamato, the descent of the soul below, Shubichdei Levarer, as Gufe Vechelke Be'olam, which is in order to sort out his body and his portion of the world, V'lasoysom, Dirlo Yisborech, and to make it into a dwelling place for Hashem, blessed. This Hidugma Sa'inyan, that is similar to the idea of Ayishlach Yaakov Mayalochim Goymer Leisov, to Yaakov sending Malochim to Esav. The soul coming down in this world is like Malochim going to Esav. Sheshlicha Zu Esav Gdei Levarik in Alsif Aleph. Why did this Yaakov send Malochim to Esav? To sort him out. And that's why the Neshama comes down in the body, to sort out the body and the portion of this world. Just like the mission of Yaakov to Esav needed to be specifically through actual malochim, in order to accomplish that, likewise, also the mission of the neshama to sort out the gufa olam, the body and the world, Esav, which is really the sorting out and the correction of the world of Toyu, which is Esav. Esav comes from the Olam HaToyu. So that's what he was sending to be Mevarim. Ashezehu davke alidei shahod meir ba'atzmei as bechinas hamalochim. It's when a person arises by himself the level of malochim, that the neshalah malochim, which is as aruchni is sheboi, his spirituality shall yodoy davke yochel ulubarir as in yon mahalayloheilom. Then, when he has this arousal of the malach, his spirituality, he can deal with the world. Ubiyoy shebirurim shall yonim agashim yocheli is gam beifun shall kol masech l'shem shemayim. There is a way to sort out the physical matters in a way that masech l'shem shemayim, that it impacts it. Then the neshama impacts the body only in a way of dominance. And it's not open. It's not that the neshama expanded into the body, but it rules the body. So the neshama dominates, so that the body and the powers of the soul, and they are dressed up in the body, and they work with the body, and through the body, it's still an existence that takes place for itself. That is possibly to do that way. But that's not what we really want. We don't want just l'shem shamayim. So that's why the Magid explains with his interpretation, that the ultimate intent when we do a birurim is davkik shikhesel shel haneshama iski minyonim gashmim. It's specifically when the powers of the souls who occupy in physical matter, which is hamalochim, bishlichusim aleisav, those are the angels, when they go to Esav, when the neshama dealing with the guf, is when could you really accomplish more than just being dominant, but to expand in there and to become, for them to come bottling, rag b'vchinas shel mamish. It's only if it's mamish, shem tfeilim uvetelim umyochel yichodim, that they are secondary and they're subjugated and united, b'tachlis b'vchinas haruchni shabin neshama, with the spirituality of the soul. You have to be tied in the soul in order for these shlichas to be accomplished. B'anishagamam b'madrega hachi nailis the neshama, that is, that even the highest step of the neshama, hamayin the neshama, which is considered the highest step, that's the well of the neshama, which is above, is higher than dressing up in physical matters,
Mi'ira u'mizgale b'oifun shel hafotze, it shines and reveals in a way of expanding, v'ispashtus, an expansion, bilti mugbelos, an unlimited expansion, gam b'b'chinos chutzo mamash, also in the outside mamash. Don't be satisfied, can't be satisfied with just b'chol, l'shem shamayim, but it needs to be taken over by the neshama. The way to be taken over by neshama, it's only if you send them the mamash and you stay connected to the ruchnis. As Rebbe will explain now in the simple words Yud Aleph, the nice Yud Aleph, that while you're dealing and struggling with your shlichas, your place of where you're doing your work, you must stay connected. And this should only be a secondary, but where is your essence? Is that stays by the Mishaleich, that stays by Yaakov. Yud Aleph. Likewise, it's understood in the very simple understanding, that when we spread out, simple understanding, meaning when you're teaching Chassidus to the outside, that is to spread the wellsprings of Chassidus in every place and place. So, the order that was organized, that by through our teachers, our leaders, Shasholchim Shluchim, the Mekoyim Shenim, that they send Shluchim to various different places, but they Lahofitz Ulegalis Shom, in order to spread and to reveal there, Ma'inoyonis Achasidus, the wellspring of Chasidus. So the Gam Benegel Shlichas Zu, so also when this Shlichas, that we're talking little Shlichas, we also have the Hayroah of the Magid of Mizrich about the Malachim Shevi Mamesh. Kulema. This is to say, even though it's very clear, that the Shaliach must do his mission. Not just doing it to just fulfill my obligation alone. You have to do with all strands of your soul. Because, but still, while you're devoted and doing it fully dedicated, still, Olav gam lizoyer me'oid. You also got to be very, very careful. You got to be very careful. Shemekoyme shel achutzah sheboy, who mefitz as amayonis. That his place, that outside place in which he is spreading out the wellsprings, should not impact any descent in him, God forbid. In order for him to be certain that the outside will not impact him, and on the contrary, that she will turn around through him and become a well of Gedusha, Ha'etza yu'utzu lezehi. So what is the given advice for this? Is gam be'es oske binyonei chutza, that also when he is occupied in matters of the outside, yukba belibay hergish, he should have set in his heart the feeling shekoze humilu kavenosa shel ha'mishaleach, that all what he's doing is fulfilling the intent of the one who sent him, not to get caught up in that gashmis, but it's not for the gashmis, but it's for who sent him. And this is the instruction from the teaching of the Magid as far as shluchim, literally people who are on shlichas. Raka gufa mamish lahem, it's only their guf and their mamish, yosuk b'shlichas should be occupied in the shlichas. Shebechutzah, in the outside, in the Esav. Avla ruchni shalahem, but they're spiritual. Tishoir b'iskashrutzalem shaleich, that must remain tied to the sender, to Yaakov. V'hainu, that is, sheyiyya kavua u'mushrosh b'libam, that it should be set and rooted in their heart. Gam b'shasa hafotzah, even at the time that they're spreading it out. Asher yisukom b'chutzah, why are they preoccupied? The fact that they are occupied, they are fulfilling the mission of the one who sent them over there. Not involving any side matters, only there to do the shlichas. Dugmas haguf, the mamish, similar to the body, mamish. Shakol mitziyusu v'inyone, what is the existence of the body? Hurak, it is only haruchnius v'anushama shaboi, it's the spirituality and it's the soul that's in him. Shaoz, so at that point, harei ruchniusom, he eats alam shaleich. That means that their spirituality then remains with the center. V'yidua toides ha-Baal Shem Tov, and it is known what the Baal Shem Tov taught, the teaching, shebemokim ritzoinu shel odom shomu nimtza. Now where you want to be, that's where you are. So while you're doing the physical and gashmis, the things, you are connected with the Rebbe, you're connected with Mishaleach, you are with Yaakov. V'kiyum ha-riyo ha-roh zu, and the fulfillment of this lesson, shabiru shel ha-chutza esof, that the sorting out of the outside of the esof, yiyeh ba-oifim shel malachim mamash, it should be in the way of actual malachim, that gives you actually the power to fulfill the shlichas. Aser soif kol soif, that in the end, tehapich hachutz lemayonis, this outside will turn around and become the wellsprings. Vachezoichim al yidei zeh, to the till you merit through this lehayiu, to the promise, devaolu meshim v'artzi en lishpetes har esav, they will go up as they were saved to the mountain of Tzion, and they will judge, Shpetes Har Esav, judge the mountain of Esav, so that they will overtake Shebechol Olam Kuloi, so that in all the world, Gam Bevchinas Chutzah Hashayach LeEsav, also in the level of Chutzah which belongs originally to Esav, Yiyev Ahoyis Lavaam Lucha, will be that to Hashem will be the kingdom. This is Mesichas Yutes Kislev Tovshin Chof Hei, and Shabbos Parshas Vayishlach Tovshin Chof Gimel.